SOP 220. Today we've got a new feature from an old friend. I answer some questions and a last five and five.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right. Hello and welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. If you'd like to contact me, it's courtesy of podcast voicemail, which we'll be talking about in a second. But the number, if you want to write this down, put it in your phone, any of the above, 888-563-3228. I would love to hear from you. Now, if you're more of a typer than a talker, by all means, send an email over to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can just leave a comment out in our show notes, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com. And everything we talk about today, you can go directly to it by going to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, I said a new feature from an old friend. Well, I've been talking about podcastvoicemail.com for a while, and I happen to log into my account because what it does, I actually have it send me a copy of the voicemail in a WAV format, and I had to do that, and then I deleted that, and I was like, oh man, I lost my voicemail. Well, I could actually go into my account online and still get that WAV file. So Daniel, I'm sorry, I deleted the original message and I had to go back and get it. And when I was in there, I noticed that there was a button. Now I can put a button on my website to where your visitor can click the button, put in their phone number, and it will call their phone. So if they're like, what was it again? 888-695-47-BINGO-HIKE. Just go out to the website, click on the button to call, and put in your phone number, and it will call you. How cool is that? And so, like I said, new feature from an old friend, but it's another way to make it easy for your listeners to contact you. Now, this is also, I know, available if you're using a Google Voice account. I know that's available before, and there are a couple other different services. So it's not so much a new feature, but to me, I know when I first signed up with them, I don't believe this feature was around, but it is now. And so if you've ever thought about getting a voicemail number for your podcast, I've been using them for years, and now they're making it even easier to contact you. All right, next up, we have a question from the podcast voicemail.com line from Daniel Johnson Jr. of howigotmyjob.com. Daniel, take it away.
Hey, Dave, this is Dan Johnson from Cincinnati, Ohio. Question is on portable recorders. I know you've done some reviews of the Zoom H2 handy recorder. I've actually used that before at a recent podcasting workshop, and I fell in love with that. I really, really want one of those. But I know there's some of these recorders that let you do some recording on like an iPod touch or an iPhone or even on your cell phone. You know, like if you have a smartphone, there's an application, some applications that lets you do that. And I was wondering if you've used any of them or if you have any thoughts on any of them. I've used the Griffin iTalk recorder that's available at the iTunes store. You have to have the iPhone microphone. If you want to use earbuds, you need to be able to do that. And then I don't have an iPhone. I have an iPod Touch, so that was how I was able to get it done. And the quality with that's really good. I just wondered if you heard of anything successful on the Android market. You know, I recently got a Droid myself, and I was looking for some voice recorders that would produce some good quality, something that I could basically edit back into my mix using, like, Audacity or something like that. Interested in your thoughts on that. And I'll tell you what, I'll call back another time for my last five and five. Make it a great day. Daniel Johnson Jr. from Cincinnati, Ohio. Bye-bye.
All right, Daniel. First of all, thanks for calling in, and here's my official answer. I don't know. We are an iPod family here at the Jackson Estate. No iPhones. We're a Verizon family, so we don't have any iPhones, but to go where I have a Droid, I have yet to look into the market to see if they have any kind of recorders. If you're looking for something to record, even on an iPhone or an iPod, the people that make the Snowball USB microphone, which I've heard good things about, I'm not a huge fan of USB interfaces, microphones, period, but I've heard good things about the quality of the Blue Snowball microphone. They make, I believe it's called a Mikey G2 Pro, and it's just a little stereo microphone that you can plug into the bottom of your iPod / iPhone to make your iPod a recorder. I haven't tested that, don't have one. They're about $100. So I'm going to turn this one over to the audience and say, Dave was zero help today. I'll have to look into the Droid market, but if somebody knows of anything that would turn your phone into a recorder as opposed to having to buy an H2, or the new H1 comes out in July. I talked about that last week. That's $100. So if it's anything like the H4 or the H2, I really like the Zoom products, and I especially like their price. Now we're going to get into the last five and five. If you're new to the show, what the last five and five is not so much what are your top five podcasts? It's what were the last five podcasts you happened to listen to? And right now, I am way, way behind on my podcast. I've been actually listening to a couple audiobooks, but I did stumble across one that somebody told me about. And so this is my last one in one. And the idea is it's the last five podcasts you listen to in less than 5 minutes. So I've been listening to WTF, and we all know what that stands for, and it's not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. By Mark Maron, who's a comedian who's been around since the days of Sam Kennison. And it's interesting because he's interviewing other comedians in his garage. He built like this little studio and bought a couple microphones, and he actually has radio experience. He's been doing radio shows for years. But it's another person that hears a, quote, famous person that is using podcasting to promote his appearances, to promote his CDs, to promote his books. And he, I believe, even has sponsors. And it's interesting because it's not so much ha ha ha, let's tell jokes. It's interviewing, just it's basically two old friends talking. He did a great interview of Robin Williams, very interesting investigative reporting of Carlos Mencia, and asking him about why does he have a reputation of being a joke stealer. Very interesting stuff. And you can find that at WTFpod.com. With a name like WTF, you can imagine it's not exactly safe for the whole family, and in some cases, not even safe for work. But it's interesting. Some of the interviews, it's very casual, just two friends talking, and I'm finding it interesting at this point. But enough about my one in one. Here is Daniel's last five in five.
Hi, Dave Jackson. This is Daniel Johnson Jr. from Cincinnati, Ohio, again. With my last five and five, I forgot to leave it earlier. So here goes. My last five and five podcasts, most recent five podcasts that I've listened to. Of course, I'm currently into one of your episodes of School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. And of course, that's at schoolofpodcasting.com. And prior to that, I was listening to Six Pixels of Separation from Mitch Joel. That's at twistimage.com/blog. You can find the link over there. Or I think you can probably look it up into iTunes. Before that was listening to the Daily Audio Bible. It's a Daily Audio Bible program for when you're through the entire Bible. That's at www.dailyaudiobible.com, where you can do a search in iTunes for 1 year Daily Audio Bible. The fourth one was probably Marketing Over Coffee with Chris Penn and John Wall over at marketingovercoffee.com. And I think the fifth one was This American Life, a storytelling podcast at thisamericanlife.org. So those are the last five that I've been listening to. Thanks so much for keeping this as a regular segment of your program. Always interesting to find out new and interesting podcasts to listen to. Make it a great day, Daniel Johnson Jr. Oh, and of course, my podcast name is How I Got My Job at howigotmyjob.com.
There you go. Daniel, hey, thank you very much for keeping the feature alive. I keep forgetting about it, but if you have one, as you can see, it's great. Easy promotion for your podcast. Just call it in, 888-563-3228. If you can do what Daniel did, makes my job a whole lot easier. And actually have the website or where I can find the podcast makes my show notes creation very easy. So always appreciate that. And that's going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. If you'd like to start a podcast, I would love to help you out. One last thing. Somebody asked me about the book thing I've been going on. Just briefly about this. I started this last week. Still have a few spots over at morepodcastmoney.com. In a nutshell, go over, buy the book. It's $15. It'll be more in the future. Gets you grandfathered into the membership site that will be talking about how to monetize your podcast. What happens is you buy the book, you'll get a new section as they come out. You'll comment on those. You'll give me live feedback, basically, through a form. And if anybody comments on all six sections, I think right now we're up to 11,000 words, you get your name in the book, along with your name, the name of your podcast, and your website. So you get to learn how to make money with your podcast. You get to help me make a better book. And then you get some promotion from it. And because the book should be good, because you're helping me shape it, you're not writing it. You're just helping. It's, like I said, I've got the first 11,000 words. And I do have a couple spots left open yet. So if you go over to morepodcastmoney.com. Now, if you're like, what do you mean making money with my podcast? I don't even have one. Check me out. Schoolofpodcasting.com. Step-by-step tutorials, resources, and a facelift coming in July to the School of Podcasting's insides, which I'm excited about. So would love to hear from you again. We've been talking about this number the whole episode, 888-563-3228, or email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or leave a comment out in our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you're ready to start your podcast, just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you very much, and until next week, class is dismissed.